Week 2, Day 4. Dwell in the Word.
In your daily life, how often do you take time to stop and dwell? This is an invitation to embrace remaining in the Word. Sit in silence for a moment to prepare your heart to dwell in the Word of God. Jesus, help me grab a hold of you today. I need you. May I put my ear against your chest and listen without interruption to the heartbeat of God. Amen. As you listen to the scripture, think about the following reflection questions. What image comes to mind when you hear the text? And, in alert expectancy, where might God be asking you to step through the door? Romans 5, 1-5, read from the Message. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Now that you have heard the scripture, take time to journal on the two questions to embrace dwelling in the Word. We hope this devotional doesn't end here and now. but that you continue to live it out this week. Is there a person who comes to mind when you hear the scripture? What might God be nudging you to do? To ask a question of that person? To share a story? Or maybe to seek accountability? We invite you to live it out this week. Would you pray with me? Father, help me to be still and listen, to feel your embrace, to rest in your love, and then speak to others from that place.